The next patient is Max, middle initial P, and last name Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L. Clinical case of a 69-year-old white male that comes to the office for the regular follow-up, but I noticed that the patient was limping, and upon examination, there was evidence of swelling of the right ankle and the dorsal aspect of the right foot. The patient was complaining of discomfort in the last 3 days, and there was a slight elevation in the temperature of the ankle. It seems to me that this is more consistent with an acute gout attack, and for that reason I prescribe colchicine 0.6 milligrams POVID for 14 days. Following number, the patient has hyperuricemia. The uric acid is 7.7, and for that reason, we're going to start the patient on allopurinol 300 milligrams on a daily basis. This patient has severe factors for coronary artery disease, like as hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and he will benefit from this therapy. Side effects of the medication were explained to the patient. Following number, the patient has chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. The serum creatinine is 1.27, the BUN is 19, and the serum electrolytes are with a normal limit. The estimated GFR is 61. This patient is CKD2. There is no evidence of albuminuria. Following number, the patient has type 2 diabetes that is well controlled. 7.6 is the hemoglobin A1C. Following number, hyperlipidemia. Cholesterol is 128, triglycerides at 76, HDL 46, LDL 67. Following number, atherosclerotic heart disease, that is dormant. Following number, no evidence of congestive heart failure. By the way, the anemia is correct and the hemoglobin is 12.8. Reevaluation in 6 months with lab.